CosmicRadio.tv.
This podcast would be nothing without our patrons, so special thanks goes out to them. Want to join their ranks and support independent content? Head to our Patreon at patreon.com/8bitlife. Welcome to a fine edition of my so-called 8-Bit Life. I'm your host, Roberto Vegas, recording in, of all places, Tokyo, Japan. And I'm joined by Raheem Jarbo, better known as Megaran, Doug Funny, and Mr. Miranda. All of us in Tokyo at the same time.
Yes,
what
we
are the fucking odds?
Worlds collide, man.
What are the odds?
So what's interesting about this trip, I've been talking about this whole damn trip in this podcast about 80 billion times, and just to quickly sum up why the fuck I'm here. Long story short, I was planning a trip to Japan, post on Facebook, get a message from Raheem here saying, hey, I'm playing a show in September. You want to come instead then? And I'm like, I guess I got to go in September. Now, I got to ask you, Raheem, how is it you got these two to come along with you?
Well,
how did they hitch a ride on your coattails to Tokyo?
Honestly, man, I mean, it was just consistency. And I think because a lot of people, and the power of persistence, because every time I say, hey, I'm going to Japan, like 20 people say, I want to go. And but then I say, you got a passport? And most of them say no. and I'm like, well, get it and let's talk. And then a lot of people necessarily don't always follow through. And Doug Funny initially was like, I want to go with you to Japan. And I was like, okay, are you sure? You know? And he was absolutely sure. Miranda and I, we go way back. And Miranda released a record on the same label in Japan that I did.
Yeah, with River City Records. River City Records.
And so we've always talked about coming back or coming to Japan. And and this is different for me because I didn't have like a tour guide or a tour manager or a translator or someone to do all the grunt work for me. Like now it's like, now I'm doing a Japan tour the way I would do a US tour. Like we just do it and we just navigate ourselves and take care of our expenses. So this has been a fun thing, and they all just hit me up. It was like, let's do it. And I was like, hey, Miranda, you know Doug Funny, right? He's like, yeah, they met maybe 2 years ago at South By. We've all just been good homies. You know, just I think I have a lot of really good rap friends, and I feel like the network and the community is so great.
That's one thing I've always noticed about you is that you seem to bring with you people of a very high caliber. Like usually anyone that's on tour with you or that's coming with you that you've brought in, being Sky Blue, IQ, anybody usually, is at a caliber above. I mean, there's like, you know, not saying that any nerd artists aren't great, most of them are. But usually the people that come with you are a higher caliber.
I think they're good people.
That's really
what I try to make sure of most of all. Is I think the rest all comes together. But I think if you're a good person that's willing to learn, willing to listen, willing to, you know, just, you know, apply what you're learning to make yourself great and those around you great. And that's really all I ever ask. And, I mean, these guys have continued to hustle and strive and make great music. And it was just a matter of time, you know. And I always feel like if I can use my platform to help anyone, you know, I'll always make sure to do
it. Well, let's kind of go around the horn. Like, let's start with Doug, only because I know between you and Miranda, it's both your first time, much like me, your first time in Japan, let alone Tokyo.
Right, exactly, yep.
What has the experience been for you guys as you're just entering the entire country? In fact, before we begin, because this is a story we've been telling all damn time.
I was about to get in right now.
I want you to tell your story on how you got here and your ticket and everything else.
Oh, here we go.
Because this is something that we've been talking about all damn week, and I need to have it on record.
Just mad at me. All right, so just mad at me.
Mad.
You got to reveal the secret, son.
Mad. There's no really secret, man. There's no real secret. I was just watching it every day. Ran, the tickets are at like this price right now. All right. I'm gonna keep watching it though. Ran, it's at this price right now. Nah, we'll wait. Ran, it's at 600. I'm buying it today.
I was
today.
Like, what? And he's like, I'm buying it. And I said,
I'm buying it today.
Wow. And he
at
did.
600.
I was like, yo, because if I wait one more day, it's going to jump up. And it did. The next day, it jumped up to 1,800.
I was like, I'm ready now. And then it was $17.92 plus tax.
Yeah,
and I'm
right?
like,
are you serious?
That's consistency as well.
Yeah,
that's what
I was just saying.
He was so ready to make it happen,
man. Because the thing is that he told me this at Classic Game Fest, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? You got it for that much money? What, who, like, you know, what voodoo did
like
he
how?
Do?
Like, how? Yeah, are you a travel agent?
Yeah, did someone, like,
dude,
just...
Dude, he just watched it. It wasn't even, like, a special discount site or anything. It's like, he just went straight to the airline and got it. And, like, I was baffled. I was like, that's not real. It'll, whatever.
Serious.
And sure enough, it was real.
Serious.
And me and Ren were at the mall walking around. And when he was telling me the prices, we were like, you know, we'll wait a couple days.
Of course,
you know what I mean? We'll check it every 24 hours. The next day it went up.
Yeah.
It always jumped up.
That's always
up.
The thing. And sometimes,
you got to act quick.
Right. And especially when you're planning a trip, you're just like, you always hit the point like, okay, if I buy a ticket now, I know I have it.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, I'm sorry, man, it's sold out. You can't fly. It's like, well, I guess I'm not going after all. After all this work I did. But so, okay, right. We've done a lot of, all of us together have kind of hung out.
Yeah, definitely bonded.
What has been your I think I know what it is, but what has been your highlight of the trip? And I think I know
you might have a little clue, right?
You to tell this story because I think you know I'm going at with this one, Matt.
Yeah, I do.
I keep saying Matt because I think of Storyville, but it's Doug, not Doug. Doug,
Dave,
D-D.
D-D's.
There you go,
Dave. I think I know what moment you're talking about. I think I know what you know what I'm talking about at least.
Yeah, absolutely.
So go for it.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, like Ren was explaining earlier, you know, we both released projects on the same label, River City Records.
Right.
2010 is when I got picked up. He was picked up in 08. And, you know, it's been a good 6 years, and I've known that they have the actual project on the Tower Records website.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the fact that Tower Records is still around out here is
incredible.
Yeah, for
those who are a little bit younger and don't know the concept of a compact disc or
exactly.
going to a store
it's
to buy
a record store that folded. It was very popular for many, many years. And it is still in Japan.
Yep.
So we were walking. It's Shibuya, right?
Yeah,
Shibuya. We were in Shibuya. It was Thursday night, and we were walking around, saw the Tower Records building.
And we're like...
Said, hey, you know, let's walk in there real quick, you know, just on a limb.
I got to ask before we go into the reveal, did you, when you walked in the store, did you even have, like, how confident were you that your music was going to be in there?
Not very at
okay.
all. Okay. Not very at all. That's why I was just, it was a chance, you know, let's see
what happens.
You know,
let's just go in the store.
Strictly out of curiosity. And so we walked in and, you know, with my name being Mr. Miranda, it obviously starts with an M. So we walked.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Last I checked. So we walked straight over to the hip hop section. It's 8 floors, so I think the hip hop, if correct me, was on the 5th floor.
Yes, on the 5th floor. Because it was like
5th floor.
Because like 6th floor was
brother man.
The sixth floor was like soundtracks. which I bought a whole bunch of, like, you know, video game soundtracks and weird stuff like that.
Yeah, you spent a good little amount of money.
I spent a good chunk of change,
right,
because
I was highly impressed
did find
on that.
Some other weird stuff, which we'll talk about in a second.
Right.
But anyway,
so,
this is the thing.
Okay, so we go to the fifth floor. And walked directly over to the M's. You got the Macklemore's. We saw a Master Ace project, Mobb Deep, and then there's Mr. Miranda.
Now, what was the emotion like for you? I know what it looked like, but I'm...
There was
a
lot.
I'm so... Well, because it was such an interesting moment because, like, we recorded some video, and you did some social stuff with it, but you guys didn't get a chance to catch it, but there's this moment in your face specifically where it's just your eyes went wide, a little glassy, and it's just this, like, moment of, like, holy shit. Because, again, you mentioned, like... All these other artists, you know, Macklemore,
right,
you know,
right.
all these, like, people that you could say.
Established artists.
Right,
you know,
very
established
artists. Yeah. People that are, you know, are big. And and not only, A, did you have your album there.
Right.
And it wasn't under, like, oh, M's. It's like, no,
there
is a slot that had Mr. Miranda right there.
Exactly.
Just
exactly.
ready to have more stuff added to it.
Right, yes.
You know, and that's like, when did it sink in?
It was mind-blowing.
Yeah,
I
when
mean,
did it sink in? Because it didn't even sink in.
It did at that moment, and then it left, and then it was like the next day, Friday. I was like, "Wow, that actually happened!" You know, it just took me a little minute. It was mind blowing, man. It was very extremely humbling, you know, to be in another country and to see. I mean, in the States, I always wanted a project in Tower Records. Never happened.
Yeah.
So, fast forward time, and I have to go to Japan, and to see it in over there, and it was just. I mean,
and even that's something because like, you know we talk about this now, especially you know we were talking kind of just in general that you know sort of off the cuff that like where record companies can really help is distribution, especially worldwide distribution when it comes to like a country you're not familiar with or how to work
exactly.
in there.
Exactly.
And I'm glad River. It sounds like River City like did a bang up. I mean, they did a bang up job because it was right there. It was you mm-hmm. know front and center. It didn't have there wasn't any like oh hidden in the back or whatever. It was like
yeah.
no completely you know
yeah, jump through hoops
linear there. Mm-hmm. Like I said, had your name on it there. Yeah. It was, you know, very well done and you know, definitely awesome concept because it's just it seeing you like that and that emotion, knowing the idea of, you know, you probably growing up, going to, you know, to buy the latest Tupac, the Day of Soul, whatever
right.
you're into. And now you're
yeah, Tower was where as a kid, that's
right,
where I bought
exactly.
it. You know?
And now you're among them.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
it's a great feeling, man. That's like
beautiful.
Yeah, to be around, like, you know, people you looked up to, now you're a peer because you're all in the same shelf.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, at the same time. Like you're,
right. I'm not, like, under the register.
No, you're not part of, like, the
Let
other.
Let me go to the
know.
Back.
Well, the big thing is
right
that,
next
like,
to the trash can. There you are.
I'm in the staff room.
Right. You're holding up the table, the one week later on the table. Hold on, let me get that seated.
Oh, that's you.
You're the holding up the crooked
oh,
leg.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we do actually have you here. You know?
Oh, here you are.
Well, because right. I remember you were saying that when it came to buying it, because you bought your album, and I actually bought the limited edition Japanese version of Forever Famicom, which is like Forever 8-bit for, you know, renamed for reasons.
Exactly, yep.
I remember when you said you went up there, that you're like, this is mine. Like you're trying to communicate with the
actual cashier,
right? I'm like yeah, this is me because yeah. you're just like so excited. It's like yeah. you know, like, again, you're buying your own album in a store and won't yes.
And at first, I mean, you know, it didn't register for her, so she's just like, and then I'm like, no, that's
this is me.
Me like CD, you know, and that's and she, I mean, her eyes lit up, you know, and that was
she's
just
like,
real cool,
oh, you know.
It was a very humbling feeling.
Let's switch to Doug. Doug, what's been your highlight so far this trip? Obviously, you guys have plenty more trip to go, and you know, but I'm curious what your highlight's been.
I think so the playing the show was the highlight, honestly.
Yeah, because we played a show. You guys played a show in Yokohama.
Yokohama, yeah.
At the crib.
At crib, yes.
Not your crib. Was it you said?
Yeah, not my crib. Yeah,
not
my
crib, but crib.
Yeah. The crib is the name of the venue.
The venue.
It was amazing, man. So I really was concerned about the language barrier between the tracks, and not even sure if they were going to feel it or not, but... As I did that first track, they were feeling it, and mm-hmm. you know, the rock crowd. It was amazing just to be able to rock a crowd internationally outside of Texas or the U.S.
Yeah, because I've seen you obviously plenty of times at Classic Game Fest right. and various nerdcore things in Texas.
So it's like routine when you do conventions. Like you know what's gonna happen. You
right.
know what's the next song.
Right.
How to react to the crowd.
Well, because you weren't even sure that, like, because we're talking about stuff, and you know, I were talking before the show, and like one of the songs you do references Macho, you know,
Macho Man.
Like, oh yeah, and you were like, I don't know if I should have that land.
Yeah, I didn't want to do a call and response
right,
track when they don't understand. Hey, can I get a oh yeah? Huh? Yeah,
right.
I didn't want that to happen. So I was like, I opted out.
But the one that did hit, I think that was awesome to see hit.
Yeah, the Fist of the North Star track I did. And yeah. I referenced it as Huck Do Noken. It's the original name. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, snap, he knows. That's what it's called. yeah, I know. That's my stuff. I know.
Well, because it was such an interesting thing. Because, like, I have, you know, I've been to hip-hop shows. I've been to nerdcore shows. I have never seen Japanese, like, rap battle.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah, that was something to behold.
Something to see.
Yeah,
I wish we had a translator on site. a friend of mine who came later helped me with my translation freestyle.
Yeah.
And that was cool, too.
If she would have been there early, I feel like I would have gotten even more enjoyment out of that.
Because
it sounds great.
Yeah,
it sounded really good.
Exactly about to say, yeah.
We're getting great reaction from the crowd, and that's really what it is. You gauge the crowd, and the crowd's laughing. They're, you know.
Yeah.
So it lets me know that they're killing it, you know.
Exactly.
So I'm like, I really just
sit there and say, yo,
wish I could enjoy it.
Something great.
Well, I still enjoyed it not knowing the language. I mean, I didn't laugh at, obviously, the ha-ha, whatever, that kind of stuff, but there was still this beat that was still great. You know, the DJ was amazing. The DJ was, I think, was that... Was that
Volta Masters? Volta? Did the did some DJing, most of the DJing that night.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah,
yeah.
And he's the
other individual with the Tribe Called Quest shirt.
Yeah,
he was the one I remember spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been an interesting trip so far. I mean, we're right now we're about to do. We just did day one yesterday of the Square Sounds Tokyo. You guys will be playing tonight here as of this recording. And we I'd watched, you know, a whole bunch of stuff early on. But even then, today was an amazing day because you played tour guide for us today.
I did.
Tell us where we went.
It felt good. So we went to the
because again, like I because we're like, oh yeah, we'll do this, and then you dragged us to someplace else that was like,
yeah,
way
we went
cool.
to Odaiba, and I wound up late for soundcheck, but I think it was worth it. Honestly, we got the soundcheck in, I didn't miss it. So
no, you did not.
That's always a good thing.
It was worth it when we met that lady.
Taking the guys to Odaiba and just seeing the Gundam statue is just the beginning of it, honestly. Right. I think that there's so much more. That gets all the props and the press, the cool little fancy mall. I mean, with like their Gucci and Zara and all those expensive stores.
Yeah.
But there's another spot over on the other side. I don't remember the name of it, but it contains the Sega Joyopolis.
It was like Aqua City something.
Aqua
another.
City, maybe.
Aqua City, yeah.
And they just have the most like charismatic little shopping area.
Yeah.
That is just so Japan. Like, it's Japan 89. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like 1989 in Japan.
Well, because, yeah. Doug, what was this, I know it's a store, you know, we all loved, but I know that you saw it, like, right off the bat,
The Marty McFly jacket?
Well, that's one, but just the actual store name was, what was it? It was Michael?
Michael Land.
Michael Land, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you were saying like you get something from your dad from there or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know they had all the Michael Jackson stuff. They had the Thriller jacket, all his concerts on DVD. And there was one concert where he played right before 9/11.
Right.
Like the day before 9/11.
I did not know that until
I didn't know that either.
And I'm looking at the set list. It has everybody named Mama on there. Like Usher's on there. Madonna's on there. Britney Spears is on there.
Yeah.
Charlie Murphy's on there. Yep. Samuel Jackson intros the whole show. I'm like, yo.
Was this in New York?
This is in New York.
In
Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
The day before 9/11.
Wow.
Insane.
No, because, yeah, this has been a very interesting trip because we've hung out a good chunk of it. Like, we hung out Thursday. We obviously went to the show in Yokohama Friday, out of all the venues, I think that might have been the coolest just because it felt like the most chill, laid back kind of place.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, there's a nice vibe in there.
That lady in there was really nice.
Do you want to tell a story about our friend that we made there?
The friend that made.
We won't say.
No, we should not do
that. Yeah,
no.
I figured we should hold back on that. It's a part of me that says hold back.
But it was a great amount of energy in that place.
You know, that being said, like it was interesting to see. You know, we have another friend that was here.
I had a friend who gave us some gifts, and that's always to me.
Yeah.
The best thing is that people know who I am, you know, and I never think of anything like that as being a thing that's possible.
Well, that's what I wanted to bring up too, was just the fact that even among all three of you performing, just how receptive the crowd was. Because again, you know, you come all the way to Tokyo, the language barrier, there's all these different things that are against you in terms of the performance, you know. Because again, you know, I think you've mentioned in terms a lot of especially when it comes to hip hop, and I've noticed just in your performances and everyone else's, is reading the crowd, is seeing what the crowd's into and how to get the crowd into it more. Mm-hmm. Usually you do a call response, you do kind of clap, you do hey, something where you can get that. But because this is your first time playing in Japan, this is mm-hmm. Doug's first time, this is not your first time, you're sort of used to it. And I say used to it as much as comparatively to these two.
Okay. Right.
You're not sure exactly what's going to land.
Right. My preparation, you know, mentally was, this is my first time performing in Japan, but it's not my first time performing ever.
Period, yeah.
Right.
So let's just do what we do.
But it was like so cool.
And I had some friends too, also, sorry to cut you off. But
No, go for it.
Some Japanese friends who would tell us, because we worked on an EP, a really quick EP before we came out.
That's right.
And a friend of mine who made the tracks, Rana, was when we created it. It's so funny that I was talking to Miranda about it. How for the cover I used the translations of English words into Japanese by using like a kanji or things like that. And he would look at me and say, "Oh, you don't have to put the Japanese version like spelling of these words. Like it's obvious." And I'm like, "No. Americans think it's cool."
Yeah.
See Japanese.
It is.
Right.
And on the same side, Japanese
think
it's cool
to see English.
To see English, you know. So he's like, "Don't speak Japanese. Just speak English." Like when I asked him about
what
to say
train,
on stage.
You know, like,
and he said, "Speak English."
Like, don't do that.
They love English. Yeah. Like,
and
it's okay.
Well, the joke I always make is that Japanese is cool with a it's in US, Japanese is cool with a K. And in Japan, it's English is cool with a K. I always make that like weird joke because it makes my
okay.
It's a stupid joke, but
it's
a good joke.
I like
bad jokes.
I see it.
As far as bad jokes go, it's one of the best.
Yeah, it's a bad joke. It's horrible.
You in there?
Joke. But, I'm not saying it's a great joke. It's
but
just
absolutely. I think that they're as you know, inspired and amazed by our culture as we are theirs.
Exactly. But
and
even
that,
think,
and seeing that mutual transfer on stage is so great.
That's
you
sort
know?
Of what it is yeah. seeing them just, again, give into a call and response. Now scream, you know, all mm-hmm. these sort of things that I'm used to seeing and that. But even when it comes to do the, you did a grow up, you know, mm-hmm. typically the call response is what?
Oh, you can't give it away. No, you can get it.
Oh, no, it's okay. Fine. This will come out well later on. This is gonna come out way after okay. after the fact.
We've grow up. I had done that before. I did it and I came out in 2013, and I was like, I'm gonna want them to say what, and then just like that on stage, I was like, how do you say what in Japanese? And someone said nani, and I was like, that's a cute word.
Let's do that instead.
I love it. So there we go, nani.
It was,
and you know what.
Nani!
And it's
adorable.
It sounds so cute. Like, it's perfect.
It's such a weird thing for me because I'm so familiar with you know, all your music in certain regards. And hearing that, it was just like, oh, crap, I got to change my game up.
Now you get a new understanding.
Now I get a new understanding.
You're like, oh, shoot.
Well, because that was just
totally sing along.
Well, the other surreal moment was just, and as again, this is going to come out well after I'm done with my trip, so it'll become out after tonight's show. but you were doing the whole. When it came to the freestyle, you had a Japanese one of the purpose to translate random words to Japanese mm-hmm. that you're just right rhyming off of as best you
yes.
can,
and that's else. A fun challenge. It's super hard, but I think as an artist, even coming from my days as a teacher, it's good to be learning on the fly, you know. And yeah. I'm learning and teaching as well, so it challenges me to say new things. But the item thing, as fun as it is, a lot of the words tend to rhyme or sound the same as in English. So that then becomes the joke. You know, a headband is a headbando or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing, you know. Skateboard, skateboardo, you know. It's like, are you joking? Like, it sounds like you're, like, trolling me.
Well,
so
in Japanese,
right now.
So the joke
right,
is the joke.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Because well, the thing is that mm-hmm. there are certain
coyote,
words.
Coyote, coyote.
If you think mm-hmm. of English itself is a borrowing language. Like, it yeah. borrows words from that. Like, even our legal terms, if you think about, like, if you say, like, lingua franca, you know, a middle language, that's a French term and it's a Latin term, and that's, you know, if you think of any, like, the way I always explain it, where do you, if you want to get something stamped to make it official, and I'll tell Mr. Miranda because he's looking at me, where would I go to get something notarized? What's the place called
to get something notarized?
Yeah, you go to a
notary
Republic.
Yeah,
notice that the verb of that, It's not the subject
right.
of that isn't.
It's still included in. Yeah.
Right, it's notary public because it's exactly. a French, because all our legal terms came from French.
Right.
And
right.
so, and French is like Latin and like Spanish, where it's the verbs at the end and the mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting, you know, English is that language. So whenever you have a word that comes either to Japanese or even Spanish right. or any other language, a lot of times they just say, well, we don't have a word for that. We don't have a word for passport. We don't have a word for this.
Right.
So let's just take this, put it in a certain character set. And
a supporto.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, it becomes easier. Like even like juice is juice. You know, it sounds
yeah.
It sounds weird saying it to us, but it's that's the language.
Juice.
But it's definitely been a very crazy trip, and we're almost out of time since
it's
I know.
Fun. Real quick, what are your thoughts on Japan? How do you feel, man?
Yeah,
I'm gonna interview you now.
Show interview.
Honestly, this has been a dream for me for a long time. This has been one of those weird things where I go, you know what? One year I'll go. One time I'll go. Eventually I'll do it. You know, that kind of thing. You know, because a lot of it is not just time, but money and everything else in between. And I've told the story before, but it came down to originally I was going to go in November, and then my friends kind of bailed on me. And then I said, well, I can either wait for everyone else to kind of be in the same page as I am, or I can just do this on my own. And I said, well, fine. The only thing preventing me from going here and coming here is me, because I learned over the time that, like, you know, the hardest part. I told my friend, because I had a friend of mine come, my friend Claudia, who kind of hitched a ride. I say hitched a ride in terms of, like, she paid her own way, but, you know,
right.
she kind of
she held on to the side of the plane and just
basically
and got here.
Yeah, but I told her, like, because she didn't have this. I told her the hardest part of this whole trip is going to be getting your passport, because getting your passport, just there's nothing you can do to speed it up.
No.
Yeah. You can pay a little bit more,
right? And
it may come, it may not
quicker.
Come.
Right.
You know, you have to. You know, mm-hmm. you should have got it yesterday. If you don't have it right now, you should have put your application yesterday, but put it today. Like, the minute you get, we're done talking, go and do that. Because I realized that just, like, yes, it takes money, but it's just a matter of going, okay, well, maybe I don't need this. Right. Maybe I can do without this. Maybe if I need this much money when I get here and divide it by how many days I have, how many days each day do I have to put away? All right, well, I have to do this. All right, I have to put $20 away each day. Cool. And just, you know, just have that sort of build out. And
determination.
And, exactly. Yeah. And I think that's what it is. It's all about sort of wanting to do something. And, you know, even especially you guys, you know, getting here. And the question I was going to ask you guys, especially Miranda and, and Doug, and I asked you guys this off the cuff in person, but did you ever think your hip-hop career would get you here?
10 years ago, no. I didn't.
Okay.
That was initially when I released my first project. But persistent, you know, I was consistency and determination. I'd say within past 5 years, I can honestly say yes. I just didn't know when.
Interesting. Okay.
Honestly, no, not at all. Even with this trip, I didn't think I was going to play anything, honestly.
Really?
No.
Wow. Like,
I was okay with just, you know, tagging along with Ran and Miranda.
Yeah,
and
just coming along for the ride because, like, yeah, you've been in Japan. What are you going to do?
Why not?
Yeah, totally. Well, I understand. That's why I'm here. But
that's awesome.
But I found it just fascinating, just the idea of I mean, again, we talked about this at Classic Game Fest, but you've had the blessing of being here as your fourth or fifth time.
Oh, yeah, and it's absolutely a blessing. Each time it's amazing.
Yeah, that's, you know, right. you've had
take it for granted.
You know, exactly.
Right. I woke up in kind of an emotional emo mood.
I saw
thinking
yeah.
about it. I was like, wow, this is the fourth time. Like, I would have never ever thought I'd be in Japan four times in my life, you know,
right.
I know people who haven't been out of their state in their entire
life.
Yeah, and the beauty of it is that it's your fourth time, and all four times have been strictly for what you do.
Yeah, yeah,
that's like, also the interesting part. Yeah,
that's another thing. I mean, anybody can save up some money if they have the passport, which is like, I say anybody listening, go get your passport. Like, seriously,
do that right now.
You will set things in motion, and I always talk
open,
about that.
Like, do that now,
you know.
Yeah, I do that right now.
Yeah, I don't want to get too, you know, too like spiritual.
Well, no,
universally, but I do feel like if you set things in motion, the universe will begin to work for you in your favor.
Yeah, no, and
getting
speaking things into existence,
and having it come. Now, if someone does say, "Hey, do you want to go to Canada?" Now you can do it.
Well, that's what's interesting. You bring that up because even the idea of like I'm going to Japan and I post on Facebook, we mentioned the Classic Game Fest. You know, you didn't have to tell me that you were doing a show in September at all. Like, it didn't have to come up.
I didn't.
And
I think it was just luck. I mean, you know, and again, I don't really believe in luck, but I think I just happened to see your post, and I knew that you really wanted to go. And I just booked the show, and I was like, whoa, you're coming to Japan. September's a good time because I know you're a fan of the chiptune scene, and you'll see literally a who's who of chiptune in the next two or three days.
I got to interact with Chipsil, which is one of my all-time, like, out of goals of people I want to see in chiptunes, that was up there, and seeing her perform
was
like,
fuck it. How often can you see everybody in one place?
Exactly, you know? Kind of thing, and it was, it's been amazing, and it's been freaking cool.
That's why
for
I'm
sure.
really glad that the chip scene has been able to build festivals, you know?
Yeah.
And keep them going. I know Blip Tokyo was a big thing, and and these guys, Cheap Shot and Laser Beat. I really got to shout them out for putting together.
Yeah,
their
they did a great job.
This is awesome, you know, just to be able to have a group of really literally the best who do it. You know, if you don't come out of this show inspired, then you know.
No,
I don't
is
know what to
this
take.
Is definitely a thing. Is obviously if you're listening to this afterwards, you hopefully watch the stream and everything else. If not, I hope you've all watched videos. Ran, Doug,
yes,
Miranda,
sir.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Absolutely.
Tell people where
thank
they
you.
Can find all your music. We'll start with you, Ran.
Oh, yeah.
First.
We'll go to megaran.com or megaranmusic.com or hit me on Twitter at megaran. It looks like Meg Ryan if you look at it real close, but you got to, you know, it's not. But, yeah, megaran.
About you?
Doug Funny, dougfunny.bandcamp.com or any social media under Funny Music, FUNNIE Music.
There you go.
Yeah, SoundCloud, Mr. Miranda, Bandcamp, Mr. Miranda, iTunes. Just Google.
Just Google. Just Google. And, of course, Google. You can find me. I'm at Vincent404 there on Twitter. So if you want to catch previous episodes of this podcast, go to our website, cosmicradio.tv/8bitlife. There I find links to show notes, our podcast account, which is at 8bitlife podcast, and, of course, other shows in this network. And if you want to help this show grow bigger, better, and more awesomer, head over to patreon.com/8bitlife and throw a few cents that way after you bought all these guys' music and albums and such like that. So that's it for today. So next time I talk to another geek about something completely and utterly random. Bye, people. This has been a CosmicRadio.tv audio production. For more awesome shows, head on over to our website, CosmicRadio.tv.